too much too young. You don't too much, much too young. You're married with a kid when you could be having fun with me.
Oh, no, no more thinking.
You don't too much, much too young. And now you're married with a son when you should be having fun with
me. We don't want no more thinking.
And take you.
You done too much, much too young. Now you're married with a kid when you could be having fun with the Boston Medium. Oh yeah, yeah. Do 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 do.
That's such a good song. I always hear that. I'm just like, that's right. That's right. No kids over here. Anyway. But not really. Guess what we're doing? We're doing a guided meditation. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts, free from radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Without further ado, you done too much, much too young. Hold on, I have a PSA for you right here. Tufts University Art Gallery. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. Oh my God, what is wrong with me? The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the, I don't even know how to, Attikman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of the Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for the Tufts University Art Gallery. Or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from the WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Almost forgot that PSA. Anyways, you're just tuning in to the Paranormal Playground sounds and you can hear the meditation music. So what we're gonna do is you're gonna bring it back, okay? We're just gonna bring it back. We were really funky, getting funky. We were all partying with that music, and so now it's time to get on your turn the dial up, turn the tunes on, turn everything up going on right now, because everything that's going on, and connect. Let's connect. Whether you're driving, whether you're walking, whether you're working, whatever it is you're doing, you're cleaning, let's just tune in. Take some nice deep inhales and exhales. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale and exhale. Yeah, that's right. Inhale and exhale. God is good. God is good. Oh, everything is magic. Everything is magic. Everything is magic. Feel good. How are you feeling? What are you? Let's tap in and tune into how you're feeling, what you're feeling right now. Your angels are coming in right now to guide you to whatever it is that you need to know, whatever it is that you need to feel. This is a day for things to come to the surface to be dealt with. We must deal with things. What is your love? What is your magic? What is all the good? Where's the infinite spirit right now in your heart and soul? Infinite spirit and infinite passion. Come forth to us and have us to open up to this beauty that is within us. Have us come forth and open up to us and see our greatest yet to be as we evolve. As we evolve in the greatest emergence of evolution and joy and love. Where's your freedom? Where is that joy right now? Where is the evolution of your heart and soul? Right here in this beautiful harvest moon, we ask Spirit to help us to understand a deeper purpose in which we are here for. What is our purpose? When we ask these questions, the universe has no choice but to hurry up and gather the information and hurry up and gather the signs to show you what you need. What is your greatest yet to be? What is your greatest yet to be? Where is the evolution of our spirit right now? Where's the evolution of our growth? Where is my love, infinite spirit? We ask these questions. See, we ask these questions and you can feel an energy coming. You can feel the alchemy and you can feel the change in the vibration. You can feel the change in the vibration and feel the love of God connecting. You feel your connection getting stronger and you feel yourself being grounded and you feel yourself being whole right now. We open up to this place called you. You're opening up to this beautiful place. Imagine that there's a door in front of you and behind the door, there's just stars in the cosmos. Imagine a big door. Now, whatever door, whatever color you're seeing on the door is the color of the chakra and the color that it represents that spirit wants you to get closer to. So, for example, if you have a red door, Spirit wants you to get closer to your root chakra, to your safety, to your belonging. They want you to get more connected, to being grounded and protected. You open up that door, and behind that door, it is you. It is exactly where you want to be. It is exactly where you want to step into. It's exactly the person you're growing into. It is exactly how you are navigating in this world in your best, highest form and in your best, highest energy. Inhale, exhale. You are so good. You are just magic. You are connecting to the most sacred place within you. That is you. As you walk through this door and you can see the cosmic lights and the cosmic energy that's playful, you realize and you understand that you are a part of this galaxy and a part of the solar systems and a part of the skies. You are a part of the stars that shine. Every time we look up into the sky and we see stars, that's us. You realize when we look up for inspiration and we can see something, we say, wow, that is beyond the limits. That is supernatural. These stars are just so supernatural that we see in the sky. That is only but a reflection of us. That is only an extension of us. That is only extension of our majestic being and our majestic souls and our majestic purpose. You see, we are greater. We are bigger than what we're being told right now. You are so much more than what you're being told. You are so much more. And when we tap into the energy, we can feel and understand the truth. We can feel our greatest good. We hyper-focus on the good here, you see. We're hyper-focused on the good. And we move away from focusing on what's wrong. We move away on focusing what's not serving us. We move away from what doesn't work, and we move closer to everything that works. We move closer to everything that flows. We move closer to everything that is organic and natural, and we just fly in this, and that's what makes us fly. That's what makes us free. And when we ask these questions, what is freedom? What does it feel like? It's within knowing who we are. It goes within knowing that we are beyond just generic form of what we're being told. Inhale and exhale. We inhale love. Well, we exhale joy. We inhale freedom and exhale love. We inhale freedom and exhale love. Life is good. Life is playful. Life is fun. We are the magnificent presence here joined together. We are the magnificence. We are a wonderful life of spirit here. We are bold and we're brave and we know exactly where we're going here. We're safe. We're always safe, and we never fear the next life. We never fear the eternal beauty of this infinite life we have in this infinite place called eternity. For when we know, when we shed our skins and we shed the old body and we move on to the next, that we never really go away, we never really say goodbye, we never really die. We just go into another form and we meet all of our loved ones on the other side. All of our loved ones, we're always gonna see them. This is eternal. They never just leave. We just come in different forms and we say, oh, I see you. I'll see you in another life. I'll see you in the next life. We say, I'll see you in the next life. Feel the goodness. To be. how good it feels. To know that at any moment we can change our lives. At any moment we can change our lives. At any moment. Really? Wow. Feel good. So when you're ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile and say yes. You say yes to this beautiful harvest moon, and you say, I am ready for the initiation, and I want to be my best. Oh, infinite spirit, oh, infinite presence, oh, angelic force and angelic realm, guide me to exactly where I need to be. Guide me to freedom. Guide me to exactly this place called love. Because it's all about love, and we're all about manifesting love and opening up love. And that's where we got to do. That's what we're here for. We're here to manifest this love and to be loved and to relish and just fly for this. It's a temporary experience, and we want to spend it happy. We want to spend it joyful. We want to spend it in the most astonishing, exciting, majestic form possible every single moment, every single hour of this beautiful day. Amen. Thank you so much. And we're here with our, it actually does now. Yeah. 6:17 right here. So, again, this is our new hours at the, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin, boss of medium. And this is the new hours, 5 to 7 PM. I'm digging it. I'm actually digging it. So, you know, the only concern I had was for my listeners. And if they were like, oh no, we're used to a certain time, but, I think it's good. I think it just works out, and it's again. Spirit knows exactly what they're doing, and they do it in the universe, and they make it work. They just make it work. So thank you. I'm so grateful to be here. Another fall schedule on another fall at WMFO. I'm so honored. I'm just so grateful for this station. The station is magnificent. The station is great, and thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for everyone who just works and gives their all to make this place work. And, you know, we all need this. We need this so much. This is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful life. So here we go. Speaking of a beautiful life, I'd like to play some uplifting Beach Boys. Get together and do it again. I know you love Mike Love's voice. Don't even lie. Don't even lie. Stay tuned. We're here till 7 p.m. I love you so much.
It's automatic when I talk with old friends. The conversation turns to girls we knew when their hair was soft and long, and the beach was a place to go. The sun, tan bodies, and waves of sunshine. California girls in a beautiful coastline. Warmed up weather, let's get together and do it again. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
time stood still for me last night. Oh yes, time stood still for me last night. When I
and you'll never walk alone again. I was just doing the drums to that. I don't remember. We'll never gonna be. I can't do it. I just messed it up. Oh my god. That's fun. That's fun to play. Anyways, we're here for the shamanic drumming. So this is to bring in the energy to help protect us, help bring in a good energy for the harvest moon. I'm telling you, this energy is bringing in everything and clearing everything that, and it's going to depend on the next 6 months of your life. So make sure this energy is good and energy is clear and you're exactly where you're supposed to be during this lunar eclipse. Oh, okay. Wow. So again, to the shamanic journeying, this is a healing portal. So anything that's going on in your life, anything physically that needs healing, we're going to do some, but you know, in a different way. We're going to do drumming, and drumming will create the vibration of physical healing for yourself and as a mental and emotional. We're going to ask all of our angels, please, right now in this moment, to please bring in this loving energy to please heal us, please protect us, please guide us and bring us and on a high vibration to where we need to be during this beautiful harvest super moon on a lunar eclipse. So again, you may, when we're doing this is like a vision quest. It is like lucid dreaming, or it could be like a natural trip. And now if you don't see anything like that, or it doesn't feel like that, that means you're just supposed to receive the healing and receive the drumming and nothing more complicated. Or if you want to just ask a question, it doesn't need to be anything that's forced. Don't get disappointed. Many people have a hard time, you know, visually seeing it naturally because we're so adjusted to taking, you know, mind-altering drugs in order to be able to have a spiritual connection in terms of meeting that vision. So don't get discouraged, because the more you do it, the more you will get what you need and have your own experience. You can either ask a question, you can just sit and see what your spirit guides want to tell you, or just receive the healing. So through this, I may start singing, I may start talking, I'm just going to be pulled, I may just say nothing, and I may just drum. But in this time, just focus on the healing and let your power animal guide you as we go on this trip together of healing. And I like to say, for instance, sometimes I see past lives. A lot of times I see a lot of my past lives, and I see a lot of my spirit guides that are Native Americans. This is reoccurring, and Mark Twain. So I see a lot of my Native American ancestry, and then I see Mark Twain a lot in past lives. So you may have a different reoccurring theme, but write it down if you want. But if I get something cool, I'll share it, definitely. So let's go in, because right at 6:40, 6:45-ish, we do the angel messages. Thank you. Oh, wow. Welcome back to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston medium. Whoop-de-doo. Wow, that was crazy. So, you know, I wasn't expecting to see that. I saw, so I'm going to share what I saw visually in that shamanic journey. Whoa, so my power animal was an eagle, and he had a red handkerchief on and just flew into the bluest skies. And then I turn and I see, of course, my Native American guides, and I'm seeing scarecrows. I'm seeing a bunch of scarecrows, and it's so cool. I love scarecrows. They're like my favorite thing about the fall and Halloween. I love them. Ever since I seen The Wizard of Oz, I was in love with scarecrow. And in love with the whole scarecrows and the concept. They're just so cool. And they're scary. They're scary. And cornfields. I love the idea of scarecrows in cornfields. So that's vividly what I saw. But what I saw was, it was more than just that. It was a spiritual message that had to do with all of this. And there's a spiritual message. And then I saw, it was so vivid. It looked like the movie Jeepers Creepers, that vivid, you know, scene. And then I saw scarecrows on the ground, and they legit were like fighting like Muay Thai. And it was so cool. They were like, they're having like an actual battle, but it was fun. It was a fun battle. It was a battle well done. It was a battle well deserved. And it was just, the energy was really good. It was like a good energy of fighting for something, being fierce, being strong, being brave, being able to stand up. And to be able to, you know, what do scarecrows do? They scare away the crows from eating the crops. So it was an energy of, what are you doing? You're protecting yourself. You're protecting your energy. You're protecting. So that was just an amazing vision that was had during this beautiful harvest moon. I can't wait. That was amazing. I was just so inspired that whole time. So see, this is the whole point of why we do this, because I hope you had your own connection and you were able to get what you needed to get from that vision and write it down and have that for yourself. So this is why we do this, because we need spaces to be able to be free like this. We need spaces for the mind to play in the consciousness, because what we're seeing in this mind, this isn't just hallucinations. This isn't just like some magic fantasy and we're making this up. This is deeper into our subconscious, because basically what I'm saying is, when you go to sleep, that's the real world. You're basically dreaming is the real world. There's no frame. It's just that when you wake up, there's a frame. There's the material world. There's boundaries. There's no boundaries when you go to sleep. That's the real world. So when we go into shamanic drumming and a shamanic journey, we get to sleep, but be awake. We get to control our dream. It's like a controlled dream, but not really. You see, it's kind of like it goes in and out like that. And so we're going into that place where we can in the dream state, but we can be alive, but we're aware at the same time. So when we're aware at the same time, the information that's coming in is so much more powerful and it's so much more lucid. And I feel like I've just opened up to a new realm of understanding dreams, because this is just craziness. Like, I mean, it's not crazy, but it's just, the concept is so cool to understand that this is what we can naturally do, and naturally being able to trip. So I guess we're just gonna, I mean, with that, it's like going right into the messages. So, you know, as we're going into this and understanding more and more about the spirit realm and the spirit world and the cool things that we can do here and the cool things that spirit wants us to have and wants us to know and play. Because when we do this, we do get gifts. We do receive gifts. We do receive so much energy. We're able to connect on a higher level than we were able to connect ever before. And to have this access to this, why not? And this is exactly why the Paranormal Playground Sounds exist, because it's like, why wouldn't I share this world with you? Why wouldn't I share this beauty of this magic? And just, you know, what fun is life if I just kept this all to myself? I just want to always share this, and for you to be a part of this and to always have your own experience. That's the whole point. The whole point is to, get a reference point and to remember. I'm here to help you remember, and then that's you to explore you. It's all about freedom. It's all about that luxury of freedom. It's all about the remembering. It's all about remembering who you are. I remember who I am. Those are the words you must live with. Those are the words we must be religious to, is I remember who I am. Take a nice deep breath in, because we're going to welcome spirit right now. Sit with that and meditate with that question. Not question, that statement. I remember who I am. Say that over and over and over. And feel that vibe. And I bet you anything, you're going to start feeling emotional, and you're going to start feeling a high vibration, or you're going to start feeling gratitude. Try this right now. Just say over and over for about 1 minute, I remember who I am. Did you feel that? I felt the joy, and I felt the love, and I felt like I have this cheesy smile on my face. I remember who I am. 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 Like, aren't you starting to get emotional? I remember who I am. 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 I am love. And I bet you, if you start saying, I am love, I am love, I am love, look how high your vibration shoots up then. And look how much confidence you feel. Look at how much joy you feel. Look at how much strength you feel. I am love. 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 You see that? So let's go right into the guidance and the messages from spirit. Sorry, that went on a little over, but you know, today's show is not planned, and so I'd like to take the moment to just breathe in and take in whatever spirit wants us, because it is a special day. It is the harvest, full super moon on a lunar eclipse. So what is the message that wants to come in, spirit? What do you got for us? So, okay, the whole concept of what I saw too, it's intertwined with the scarecrow and the protection and what that means to be your own scarecrow and scare away the scaries, scare away what is eating out your crops. We must protect our crops. We must protect ourselves. We must protect our cornfield. We must protect what we harvest. We must protect that beautiful cornfield you spent so much time cultivating. You spent so much time planting that fruit. You spent so much time giving love to that garden, that cornfield, to grow your food, to grow that fuel to share with everyone. What is that fuel? It's that energy that you're going to share with everyone around you. And in the cornfield, you're growing that food to share with your community, your family. Those crops are for your community. So you have to look at it and look at that as a reflection of yourself. That crop is you. And what are we doing? We're putting in good things. We're with the soil. We're watering it every day. We're nurturing it every day, and we got that scarecrow up to scare away the crows from eating at our crops, to scare away anything that wants to take our stuff while we're growing. And that's you right now. This is a time right now where you must be mindful that you need to be very, you need to understand what's going on and everything that's going on in the world. We're always being lied to. We're always being manipulated in media and whatever, in the social media sphere, Twitter sphere, whatever the heck it's called. And that's not to say it's anyone's fault. It's our responsibility to be able to shield ourselves, to protect ourselves from those lies, because people who are constantly hurtling negativity at you or negativity at each other, they're only coming from a place of ignorance. They're only coming from a place of not knowing or understanding who they are, knowing and being aware. So they're coming from an innocent place that you have to look at it with compassion and look at it as something, as an entity that just doesn't know better. But it's up to you to protect yourself from that. So this is a time right now to really look at what you've cultivated. Look at what you've created. Look at what you have and protect that, because you've worked so hard for it. And in the midst of doing that, be mindful not to let anything in that's going to destroy it while you're growing. How many times do we do things or have an idea or have a plan and then we tell the wrong person and then they come in with their negativity and destroys our concept of our vision and it kind of makes us feel uninspired? How many times does that happen? So it's your job to, you know, understand you have to protect that vision. You have to protect that idea. You have to protect that and only share that with who you know is going to embrace it and understands you and sees you. Because when we're constantly trying to share things with people who don't see us, we're constantly trying to feed those with our crops who don't want it, who don't want our food, who don't want our hard work that we've, you know, harvest. We become drained, don't we? So it is a good time where Spirit wants to remind us that we are those crops. Where's your scarecrow? And that scarecrow fighting at the end. Muay Thai, baby. Ooh, they're fighting for their crop. They're fighting for their food. You're fighting for you. You're fighting for your energy. You're fighting for your fuel, because everything that you are, you get to share with the rest of the world. You get to share with your community. You get to share with your friends, your loved ones. Everyone who comes into contact with you, this is you. You get to share with and you get to represent. What are you representing? It's very important that we're mindful of that, because everything you take in is going to come out and it's going to express. So be mindful of all of that. Be mindful of everything you're doing. But mostly protect your energy. And that is, that's the message that Spirit wants for the harvest. That was such a beautiful analogy. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you so much for that message, because I definitely needed that. I needed to see that in order to express that. So I hope, you know, everyone on the other end got a glimpse of that and got a hold of that and really was able to feel that and connect with it. Was able to feel it and to connect on a higher level. Let's just take a few moments before we end this to take a nice deep inhale and exhale. Again, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. I hope you got that message loud and clear and everything that you need. I love you so much. I love your soul, your spirit, everything. This is the new time, 5 to 7 p.m. We had a blast. I love it. I'm being like water, and I'm going to adapt to the change. Be like water. I'm adapting to the change.
Everything is good. Everything's copacetic.
Go ahead, get copacetic. God knows that you won't regret it like this. Go ahead, feel copacetic. God knows that you won't regret it like this.
So I will see you next week from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Reform Radio. I am the boss of medium, Ryan Merlinite, your favorite psychic medium. And I'm going to leave you with some random Dixieland jazz because it's a celebration of life. And that's what they do. That's what we do. That's what we do. And stay tuned for Rising with Sky Bar right here on 91.5 FM WMFO. Love you so much. I had so much fun. Oh my God.
Oh, how grand to see them strutting.